smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Brian Hoffy and Pastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy. Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy and Alessia.
What up, boys?
It is happening, man.
Hoppy, what's up, man?
I got 25 Cent here, and I got DJ Change. How are you boys doing?
Man, good, I can't brother. Call it, dude. How about yourself? How you been?
I'm doing good, man. You were like my shrink before the show. I was talking to Change about life advice.
Yeah?
Literally. I was just asking. I don't even want to talk about what we were talking about because it's pointless. And if you don't live in Tampa Bay, you wouldn't know what we were talking about. But I was just venting. You know how the egos be. You got to vent with the homies.
I dig it. I can dig it.
Also, this is no longer a show that talks about celebrity news. Change. What is the format of the show?
I think the format of the show is going to be that barbershop talk.
I think that sounds better than celebrity news because everybody does celebrity news. Who the hell does barbershop talk?
Besides people in the barbershop.
Hell yeah.
Besides your boys. Besides the people you can vent to. Right. You know what I'm saying? So...
It's usually celebrity talk in barbershop talk is just not always the truthful stuff. You know, we do like it's like urban legend. You know?
It's like barbershop talk is more like hardcore, the raunchiness. We're getting down to the nitty gritty. You know what I'm saying? So I think barbershop talk is the best because celebrity news kind of sounds like gossip, like a bunch of females just talking.
Because, I mean, you could be talking about anything. You know, you could be talking
barbershop
about a hot restaurant, a popping club or a strip club.
Weed. I
mean, you know, weed. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, drinks. I love weed. Sports cars. Yeah.
You know, anything.
All that.
So, 25.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to you one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Or not one-on-one, but what I'm saying is Change isn't going to exactly know what we're talking about because he wasn't here 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh.
But
oh,
man,
let me break this down. I met a girl while I was working for 99.5 QIK at the promotions tent, and I got her number, and then we worked, me and Romeo, who I play his music on a show, we worked till about midnight, so I drove the QIK van back, and I logged out and did all my work, and then I went to the Dallas Bowl about 3 weeks ago, and I got a lap dance from the girl in the car, and she was crazy, and she kept offering me booger sugar, and I don't do that
right
anymore.
Sounds like a lovely lady.
She was nuts.
She came with party favors, a lot of party favors.
So let me tell you. So 3 weeks or 2 weeks ago, I record the show with 25 Cent, and 25's leaving around like 8:45.
Yeah,
and she's showing up, and let me tell you. I want to have 25. I want to have Broderick Epps explain what was your first vibe and what did she look like? Like, just
she was.
Oh,
I mean,
you saw her?
Yeah, I mean, I saw her. I met her. As I am talking to her, she comes up and she's just like, she wasn't hysterical, but it was just like, you know, I was like, what is this conversation she's having?
She's on.
You know?
She's
on one. She was on one.
She's
you know?
She's ready to go.
But I was being sympathetic to her, you know. It's like an older B, you know. It's a different 25, you know. It's a different 25 and change, you
her,
know. It's
her,
like,
her first sentence is going to give you all the topics that she's going to talk to you about.
Right.
Exactly.
And we can dissect them.
Yeah, these first little words, I'm going to see exactly what is going on. So she was cool. It seemed like she was pretty nice. She's at first, I was like, you know, maybe she's just fucking with me.
Right, right.
So as we're going on, it's like she starts getting a little disrespectful with Ryan, and I'm like, I'm sitting there like, wait, what's going on here?
What was the disrespectful thing?
Lippy?
Like when she was like, at one point, because she had this badass vehicle, truck.
Okay,
like nice gray truck and stuff, and she's sitting there like, I'm like, damn, like you're a baller, right?
Right, right.
So she's like, yo, yeah, fuck that truck. I'll get you one too. You know, I'm like, you ain't gotta go. I'm okay, you know.
You ain't gotta go that far.
She's like, well, hop in, you know, hop in and drive. I'm like, No, I said, won't you hop in, Ryan? She said, oh, no, fuck him. He can hop in the back. I'm like, wait a minute. Ooh. I'm like,
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm like, that's why I was like, you know, no, chill out. Like, he can hop in the front, you know, hop in the drive. So when she said that, I'm like, she was like a very rude put off. But at the same time, she was like, oh, he's cool with it. And I'm like, nah. That wasn't all cool.
Right. So 25 leaves.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you what happened in the apartment.
You took her truck.
No. First of all, she had me park the truck, and she's got this weird car. Well, first of all, let me just do a disclaimer, because I'm talking to a few girls right now.
Right.
I always keep my dating life private. Now, I can't always say that the person on the other end, you know, keeps it private. You know what I'm saying, boys? But okay. I always hold up on my end of the deal. Okay. I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm like the mafia. I keep things quiet. But this thing must be discussed. So any girl listening, trust me, I'll keep us private. But
we got you, boo. We got you.
So she comes into my apartment, and I'm editing the podcast. I have a desk here, and I'm editing the podcast. Yep. And she immediately gets naked. And she's like sitting on my lap, giving me a lap dance, and she's like, let's go in the shower. Now, here's the problem. My shower, the hot water is hot, but it lasts about 4 minutes.
Oh.
And she's a rich girl from Spring Hill that owns a company, so she has like special water or whatever. She's got better water, I guess.
Filtered stuff.
So she starts running the water.
Yeah.
And I'm naked and she's naked. And she's like, I think she's got an OnlyFans because she wanted me to start taking pictures of her in my bathroom because I have a nice looking bathroom.
Right.
So by the time she got into the shower, she's like, oh my God, it's cold. And I'm like, oh no, the night changed after that, bro. So here's what happens.
Wait, only because of the heat of the shower? That's how the night changes?
Yeah, but it's very skittish. I'm telling you, bro. It was a cap. Like she was capping. Like
I'm going to tell you right now. Just wait for this whole thing I'm going to tell you. Like, this is worth hearing.
Because I ended up actually talking to her later, and I'm like, well, I'm like, you got to be cool on my boy Ryan.
What'd she say?
What's up? And she was like, well, you know, he just freaked out on me. I'm like,
no.
Obviously, I didn't believe it because I didn't even say nothing to you.
I will tell you what.
But I was like, he cool, man.
I'll tell you what happened. No.
She's cool. She hot.
I'll tell you what happened. So she begins to sit down in my shower because she's like, I have some, because like my shower doesn't completely drain. Uh-huh. So some of the warm water was on the ground or on the bottom of the shower or the bathtub. So she's like sitting in the water and she goes, oh my God, I got to pee right now. So she pisses in my shower. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Party girl thing. She kind of excuses
that. Everybody pisses in the shower. I mean, am I correct? I mean,
there's a whole, you know, there's a whole category on OnlyFans and what do you call it?
Like a fetish. Pornhub.
Yeah. So
golden showers or something like
so
that.
So she goes after the golden shower. Yeah. She goes, let's get into the bed. So we get into the bed. We begin kissing in that.
Piss your butt in my bed. Oh, she tripping, bro.
So then she goes, I want to show you something. And I already Googled her because I was fascinated by her when I met her.
Right.
And she has like an arrest for like having drugs in the car. And she didn't have her medical card. So she also got hit with like having a felony for hashish oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And she was like thinking that people are coming after her. She always saw like people were trying to kidnap her. So she saw that her address was online. And immediately the intimate vibes went from her wanting to like have sex to being scared.
Yeah.
So this is the funniest part of the night. Her logic is, I'm going to go on my lawyer's website. And you know, like a general submission form on a website?
Right.
You put your name and your email.
Yeah.
Not the person you're emailing. You put your email, name, you put djchange@gmail.com. And then you write what you're... She put her name and then the lawyer's email in the thing. And she wrote, she wanted to do it from my phone because she thinks people were tracking her. And she writes this long paragraph about how awful they are. And
she's dissing her lawyer when she wanted to do it from your phone using his email address.
And was this a first date?
Yeah.
Bro, she got some strong booger sugar, I tell you that. Because her brain is gold.
I mean, that had a couple things in it.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, it gets better.
Oh, Lord.
So, DJ.
Talk to her again?
No, I'm going to tell you what happened. Oh, so, DJ Pez, David Pez, one of my closest friends, is DJing at Park and Rec from 9 to 1. And it's going on 11. Time was flying and like nothing was going on. So David began to text me and go, where are you at? So then she takes a picture of us in bed and he's like, you guys smash yet? And she's like, no, I'm emailing my lawyer. And she goes through the whole thing of, do you know who I am? I'm famous, blah, blah, blah. And David's like, no one cares who you are. You are nothing. Essentially, he was making fun of her.
He's the gangster, bro.
It was Pez being Pez. Yeah. Going, I don't care. So then it's going on 11:30 and I'm like, do you want to go to Park and Rec? And she's like, maybe. But I kind of want to take a nap. And she started to kind of be a bitch to me. So I go, what are we doing here? And she goes, well, I'm not going to want to have sex anymore. And I don't know what I want to do. So I sit at the edge of my bed naked. And I go,
naked
I'm gonna,
and afraid.
I'm gonna, not afraid, just trying to figure out how to get rid of her. Right. And I'm going, I point at the door. And I go, I'm going to have to politely ask you to leave.
You're going to have to go. Yeah.
It's time to go, baby. Like,
and let me tell you, she was projecting that I freaked out on her because she freaked out on me. She goes, because she was talking about, she was like a millionaire. So she's talking about having me be the sugar baby and I do all her deeds and she was going to pay me $100,000 a year and then I would have to do her deeds and then give her good D was her line. So I'm like, this sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
She goes, it's
a perfect to a certain porn. Stipulation. To a certain stipulation, yes.
She goes, you know what? Let me tell you, you're never going to make it in life, you loser. Oh, there's a reason why you're going to die alone. Because you can't appreciate greatness like me. You know what? I'm a princess here. And I was going to help you get out of this apartment. And she went off and off. And she goes, just because I'm not going to fuck you? And I go, I nod my head. Because I've been in arguments with women. And arguing with a woman is pointless because they're always going to win. So I just go, okay.
It depends,
and
on,
she
depends
began
on
to,
the argument.
She began to keep getting mad because I wasn't responding. So yeah. She's like, I'm out of here.
Oh, so you killed her with the no response.
That's killed her with kindness. Yeah.
Thank you. I try to be a G, bro. Here's the best part. She follows me to Park and Rec. And I'm up with Pez.
Did y'all put clothes on?
Yes.
Okay.
I got my Uber. I got dressed. Okay. No.
All right. So yeah. So
they showed up naked. Hey,
just making sure. Something. Right.
You never know with me.
Left more than your ID.
So Cyber Mousy, Abe's out there. DJ Pez is out there. It was a good time. And she walks in and she goes, "He wanted to fuck me, and I didn't fuck him, so he kicked me out of the apartment."
Oh, Lord.
In the middle of parking lot. In the fucking, hold on.
Yeah.
She's a little
in the middle of the club.
In the middle of parking rec. And it's not empty because I don't want to talk down parking rec, but it was like 12:30 on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
decent crowd, but it was not.
Yeah, it's like a hump day downtown.
So a lot
St.
of
Pete.
People didn't hear it, which is a good thing. So there's a positive to that. But
and everybody there knew that she was crazy. Well, here's where it gets good. I blocked her. I haven't talked to her. So 2 days later, Pez calls me. And Pez never calls me. He'll text me, hey, do you want to go to this yacht club or do you want to do this? Like, he'll invite me places, but he never calls me.
Yeah.
Pez calls me and goes, dude, we got to talk. I'm like, what's up?
Uh-oh.
I proceed to find out, this is all alleged, that I don't know if she snuck in after hours or if she, like, hid and didn't leave.
Where?
But the owner supposedly, this is all alleged because this is fiction, she supposedly, where the pool table was sleeping on the ground at 9 a.m. on Friday morning.
Wait, so...
What?
So...
What? Sorry, Park and Rec.
Bro. I mean, that probably makes sense because
she's a lunatic. She likes to play random games of hide and seek with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the kid that used to run away from their parents and when they're at the department store, you know, they'll hide between the fucking clothes rack and shit.
Hide
you know
in
what
Walmart
I mean?
And shit. Like, yeah. Timmy, where are you?
Yeah, like that. That's, I mean, kids still do shit like that. But yeah. who sleeps now? I have Now I will say that with
I've slept in my car before you
with a friend.
Yeah.
I have fallen asleep at a strip club and woke up the next morning. in the strip club, still sitting in the booth.
Wait, in the booth?
Was with the owner, and there were a few girls there that my buddy was hanging out with, so we were all with
people
there. So we partied all night.
That's acceptable.
Slept until like when we walked outside of the strip club.
It was doable.
It was 7 a.m.
25. Yeah. But they knew you were there.
Right. Now with this though,
that's your situation's not even the same.
That's nowhere near the same.
Not at
like
all.
Like with that. So what goes with that, I think she hit me up on Instagram and was like, I'm at Park and Rec. It was in the morning. And
I'm like,
how are you at Park and Rec? So because I was at work. Remember, I had work that next day. Yeah. We did the show.
Yeah.
That next morning, I forget what the message even said, but it was like, I'm at Park and Rec.
This like, manic Monday is still at Park and Rec. Never left. Wanting to play telephone with everybody in the middle of the dance floor.
Because that night, I was supposed to come down and meet them at downtown.
Right,
but
right.
I was like, well, I'm probably not going to go because I got to be up early. So I went to work.
Right.
And so I just went home. And that next morning was when, you know, because I think I talked to Ryan because he was talking about, you know, the show the next day. So we were talking.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to her, like, you got to be cool on my man Ryan. And she's just like, I mean, at some point she's like, I'm at Park and Rec. I'm like,
when the, bro.
And she's you know what's funny?
It was like almost noon.
I've, in my life, pissed off radio people. And I'll admit there were some things that I did that were just immature. Like, you know, just being myself and wanting the best for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people don't want to see you have the best for yourself. Yeah. But let me tell you, with her, I did nothing. I literally, she was mad that I didn't respond.
Yeah, you did nothing wrong. That's.
I said, I'm going to have to politely ask you to leave. Yeah. She didn't like that.
Yeah. I mean, you kill a person with kindness long enough, then they have nothing else to do just to understand that they're the person, that they're the one with the problem.
I'll tell you right now.
Or a person is just an asshole.
She was an asshole. The moment that I heard her go, you're going to be nothing without me, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh my God, I've been in this situation again.
It's like, I don't even know
it's you. It's like deja vu. It was like a breakup, but I didn't know her.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing.
I mean, I know we sort of talked about it. I mean, is that something you sort of wanted to get into or, you know?
What?
It's right here.
Get into what?
Well, I mean, like, as far as how that, I guess the whole breakup went and stuff, it was like, I mean, although breakups and shit can be rough as a motherfucker, like, dealing with some shit like that and then dealing with someone else that tried to pull the same thing, it's like, it makes you almost want to just...
You know what it means?
Just be single and chill.
No, here's what it means.
Be home, smoke, watch TV, play your video games.
I got to be so cautious when I say this.
Yeah.
I got to be... So let me figure out how to word this. Give me 2 seconds.
Say it in cursive.
One more time. I need to really figure out how to say this. And here's all I'm going to say before I go to break.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
What that night taught me, and I'm not just saying this, I'm not the problem, because when I'm around people that are normal, nothing goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's I give people... power, as I was talking to Change before.
Right.
Because the whole thing of her going, you're going to be nothing without me. I'm like, here we go again. I've heard this before. And guess what? I've always been okay.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
You're going to be nothing without me. I'm like, Jesus. I mean, I've heard that.
Happy hour will be right back.
Over and over again. You're going to be nothing without me. You're going to be nothing without me. And then I keep doing my thing. And then they're like, oh, well, you know what? I think I've said too much. But you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
You get my vibe? The whole, you're going to be nothing without me. I'm like, you're doing cocaine 24/7 and falling asleep in the middle of a bar while I'm responsible and going to bed at 2 a.m. drunk after taking an Uber. I wonder who's making the better life decisions.
Well, I mean, you know, she also likes to piss in tubs, you know, so she gives out champagne showers.
I'm randomly. Not Trump. I'm not into that. I'm very traditional. I just like having sex. I'm good with doggy, missionary, cowgirl, blowjobs, bedtime. I don't need anything else.
2023, you got to try some new shit, man.
You got to step out on a limb a little bit.
Hell yeah. No, I'm not going on that limb. I'm okay.
You got to get into that fetish world, man.
Like, nah, I'm cool with those showers, cuz.
Let me tell you, this following segment Well, first of all, as a disclaimer, I got my guy, DJ Romeo, who I work with in the promotions department at Beasley. This is his music.
Nice.
Okay.
And this music's going to set the mood of this live read and of this disclaimer. Because there are women that I'm talking to that are listening. And I'm not saying it's like, ooh, look at me, I'm a ladies man. But I'm talking to girls right now. And they're going to listen to this and be like, why would I go on a date with Ryan? He's just going to... I keep everything private. It was, this bitch was so crazy, and you were here for it, that I needed to talk to you about it.
Yeah, it was like a unwrapped gift that you knew you didn't want it, but we were so happy that it showed up how it did, and it didn't wait 3 months.
You didn't have the receipt, so you couldn't return it.
To switch up on you in the middle of a restaurant, you'd be like, what the fuck is happening here?
All I'm going to say...
what the fuck is happening? Why is she fucking cussing me out like this?
And the thing that annoyed me was, I'm like, why didn't I get laid?
Like, but the thing is that you'd be happy not to. You know why?
Because you would get herpes.
Well, I mean... probably. I don't know. You know, can't say.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, you know, if you mix around in just like a box of crazy like that, man, you are bound to come out with some shit.
No, but it definitely gets worse. If that's just the day one, you telling me you haven't even kissed this broad yet, and that's how she's flipping out, she's pissing in your toilets, running around naked, trying to yell out stories. Come on now.
I can't imagine
what happened afterwards.
The most unsurprising part about that.
Yeah.
But she was a part of a fictional radio army. And that's all I'm going to say. She was a member of a fictional army. I mean, if she doesn't represent...
snap. That's why she was acting. Oh, shit.
She was a huge fan of that fictional army.
Because she kept asking me, bro, you know, that's how stoned I was that night.
Damn, it's all coming together.
I didn't remember.
That's what happens when you come to Hoppy's crib is you forget common sense.
I was like,
you smoke so much with your medical card that you forget that that bitch was a part of a fictional army from the 90s.
Oh, that's back when Woodstock was crazy, wasn't it?
I mean, you know, I do a lot of, I still have a lot of really good friends that are, but I know what he means. He's that one right there was
Bubba Army. Yeah, there you go.
I still got some of my dudes at the Bubba Army, but yeah, that one, she was on another side.
I had a guy at a promotion.
Those ones you call, what would you call them?
Sociopath?
Tinkerbell.
So, that ain't Bubba. She ain't Bubba Army. No, I forgot. I really did forget, like, when I first met.
Yeah.
When we first met, that's what she kept asking me. She was like, can you introduce me to Ned Manson? I'm like, no.
Ned was real, bro.
Yeah, I was like, no.
I was like, you might be the last person in 2023 to not realize that that was Manson the whole time.
Well, I'm sure it's a lot of people that probably still think, you know. It's funny as hell. I laugh at it still. Like, I can do his show with him. Like, sometimes I'll do Clusterfuck Radio. It's been over a year now since I've been there, but you even sitting in while they do it, I can still hop into that theater because it's still just funny shit that he's saying.
Yeah.
But like, she was on one of those like, oh my god, I gotta meet him. I'm like,
she's one of those people that everybody's talking about their favorite person from Sesame Street, and she's like, oh, y'all remember Snuffleupagus?
Yeah. No, literally.
What,
bro?
What about Elmo, Bert? What about those guys? The Snuffleupagus.
Snuffs.
Yeah.
What was Snuffleupagus? Green?
No, yeah. Snuffleupagus was the imaginary person that only Big Bird can see.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
What was the green one that I'm thinking about then?
Oscar the Grouch.
With the big nose. I mean, it had like the big,
the green one that you got Oscar the Grouch. You got Count Dracula.
I love the Count.
I did not watch that show. I don't know why.
What?
It was like and now I didn't know that they changed up Sesame Street how they have. I mean,
I was more into Blue's Clues.
I guess Bert and Ernie are now a couple, and
see, yeah.
I didn't know that though. I mean, as a kid and shit, like when you watch it,
they thought
they were buddies.
Yeah.
Like, why they got to be a couple now?
They were like either cousins or brothers at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I mean, and it's like,
who cares?
I don't even know if it's true. You know what I mean? But again, that's what barbershop talk is.
Let me tell you.
That might be true. It could be urban legend.
This following segment of Barbershop Talk has been brought to you by CounselingOnCall.net. That's where I see my psychologist that I vent to. And if you go to counselingoncall.net and you tell them that you heard about this on Happy Hour, they'll hook you up and you can pick your psychologist and get life advice.
I think I need that.
I think you do too.
I need life advice, bro.
Yeah, you do. Go to ChatGPT. It's creepy how good life advice it gives you.
I've been using ChatGPT all this weekend.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just
really?
Researching stuff that I'm working on.
Yeah? All right, I'm definitely have to get the information for that because I don't know what's going on in my head or with my life, but...
I got you. Just tell them you heard about it here and I'll make me look good. This is also being brought to you by DZBZHoney.com, the best THC honey around. At checkout, if you use keyword happy, you can save 20%. Now, we got DJ Change here, and we got 25 Cent here. DJ Change goes on TMZ a lot. He is the king of barbershop talk, so we're going to come back, play some news clips, and see what's going on. We will be right back on Happy Hour. Hang on.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Introducing this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model, Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart looking fire on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
How decorated and how photoshopped was that picture? Did you see the picture?
No, I lost my glasses that day. I was going to look for it. I was going to look at the pictures, but I couldn't find my glasses.
Martha's a fox.
I would bang the hell out of her, man.
She's a fox.
Hell yeah. You want to...
No, that's a jaguar, bro. No. What
Let me show you.
About?
Look at this. You wouldn't smash that?
No.
She's a fox.
I mean, I will try to use that handicap sticker that she does have on her car, you know, so I can get better parking. But other than that, no, man. It's too much dust she got to... No.
How old is she?
81.
81?
I couldn't believe how old she was. Yeah, I feel like she's been 58 for 50 years, you know?
She looked 58 when she was 18.
81 years old? How long has Martha Stewart been famous?
Probably since the 70s, I think.
I mean, damn.
All her life.
No, I mean, like, just you know, that you got to figure 30 years ago, she was 51 years old.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 30 years ago.
I wasn't even here, bro.
Right. I mean, 30 years ago, that was the 90s.
Bro, so that means it's crazy. It's probably not her first spread. Because, you know, back then, Playboy, they had the bushes back then.
I don't know. Did she ever have a spread back then? You did, because with Playboy, you did see a lot of celebrity women and men.
Yeah.
Ask Snoop Dogg. I bet Snoop Dogg's hooked up with her. They've totally hooked up. Bro, the way they are together.
They're the same age. Why wouldn't they?
Snoop Dogg's not 81.
81.
Snoop Dogg's 81 years old.
I think Snoop just turned 50.
Get the fuck out of here. No,
there's no way Snoop Dogg. What if he was 81? I'm looking up the age right now, but he is 51.
51. Okay.
30 years apart.
So in 30 years.
Hey, I mean, hey, look, right? I suck She'll, at ages. As long as they're of age, I suck at it. Okay? So.
Trust me, I love older women. Older women are more fun because, like, they're not clingy. What?
Or crazy.
They are.
Not clingy, like dirty, not clean.
Clingy.
I was about to say.
Well, some of them are not clingy.
You mean like dirty, you know, like dirty thinking, dirty mind, dirty talk.
They're everything.
I didn't mean like dirty, like, you know, come over here and help me shave my pussy. You know, not like that. No.
Come knock these cobwebs off, darling. You know.
Although there'd be something like what's that movie that when they did the new Evil Dead?
Yeah.
And remember, did you see the new Evil Dead?
I did not, but tell me.
Oh, bro.
Remember this scene when she was in the basement, I think, and the dude slammed. He was like, get out of here so I can suck your little dick.
I was like, bro, I'm like, this shit is crazy.
All right. I want to see what else is going on with my girl Martha.
The lifestyle expert stopped by the Today Show on Monday morning for the big reveal.
To be on the cover at my age was a challenge. And I think I met the challenge.
Martha, who is 81 years old, shared the secret sauce to keeping it hot.
For me, it is a testament to good living. Mm. And I think
and having money. Sex and being weed. Able to look sort of young by having money.
Bro, she sounds old. Y'all telling me y'all would still hit that? Y'all are crazy.
No, I wouldn't still hit that. But she is still a fox.
No, she's not. That's not a fox.
A testament to
she's a fox.
Good
you know, she
she does sound old. Listen to this.
Exactly.
A testament to good living.
Mm. And I'm ready to go to the funeral home tomorrow.
Her got that voice half, is cracking, bro.
She got that like that half, half nice, yeah. half deep. You know.
Yeah. Here, one more time.
Good living.
She,
you know.
Let's hear this.
Good living.
Us to keeping it hot.
For me, it is a testament to good living. Mm. And I think that all of us should think about good living, successful living, and not about aging.
She says living weird. She's like, living.
I mean, I almost feel like, you know, I mean, you know, when they talk about different celebrities and stuff and people that have money, mm-hmm. you know, they're trying all types of different things. You got people that are going to space and trying to find shit, people that are looking for the Fountain of Youth or whatever. She might have even found the Fountain of Youth, and maybe that's why she's still living. Maybe she is. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be some shit that I don't
mean,
know.
That's having money.
Right, I mean, money. Like, what's that shit? Cryogenics will eventually
stem cell, yeah.
Yeah, you'll freeze your body so you wake up 50 years in the future and shit, and probably hate your life then.
Still looking for a steak.
You hated also, your life.
We don't eat steak nowadays.
Right, it's all synthetic.
Yes,
it's like Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, bro.
DJ Change.
What's happening?
What do you think about Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner dating?
You know, honestly, I really don't mind it. I think it's dope. They look like a very powerful couple.
Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny all smiles courtside at Friday night's Lakers game.
It's super enjoyable. It's kind of hard not to have fun doing it.
Yeah, check out the pair having a ball watching the goal.
Dude, being a man is so hilarious because anything a woman says, you literally just make sexual. Like any...
Doing
like,
what?
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing and I feel like a 10-year-old. Listen.
At Friday night's Lakers game.
It's super enjoyable. It's kind of hard not to have fun doing it.
What are you doing, Kendall?
Doing what? What are you doing? You know, you got a couple of big half-pound glizzies. You got a couple bears, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I mean, bro, the celebrity access that they can get to all access to go anywhere that they want, come on now. Come on.
Yeah, check out the pair having a ball watching the Golden State Warriors face off.
Oh my God, I know this is a visual and I just paused it mid-sentence, but you guys are going to describe it. This is her trying to fuck LeBron. Look at
yeah,
that face.
That's definitely, yeah. That's,
oh, I've seen that one. I remember that. I've seen that.
Face.
I've seen that whole video before. I've seen that video before.
Dude, there's a few where like the women are up and downing like Curry in that.
Yeah,
or Jordan Poole, like those. There's videos online where like a girl is next to her date, and Curry will be going to the sideline, or like Jordan Poole will be because he's a good-looking guy, or Klay Thompson, right. And like the date's sitting there thinking the girl's into him, and you'll see the girl just going like, "Oh, I want to fuck him right now."
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you have to. I'm not going to say you have to be a deputy dipshit to get mad if you brought your girl to the basketball game. You know what I mean? It's like you brought her to this game where you know that these mountain of men are playing this sport that only, what, a couple hundred people even play in this league. Of course, you know, your woman is going to look at him like he's a piece of meat. Just like when we go to a strip club, we're going to be like, oh, shit, look at this girl walking with that big old ass.
I'm with
you know?
My lady right here. I'm not going to look at her.
Yeah, you ain't going to do that.
Have you been to Hollywood Nights? On Armenia?
Fucking loot. I've been to Hollywood Nights over here and the one that's over here in St. Pete.
I went there 7 years ago with Matt from Horn Blasters. He gave me $200 and I spent it all for a 40-minute lap dance in a row. And he was really mad at me because he wanted me to spend it the whole night. I'll never forget. We're at the front. We're really high. And I was drunk. He didn't really drink, but we're in his big car and we pull up. And we go to the front, and the bouncer, he doesn't have a lot of teeth. We're there. So I don't know if you know that one. He's awesome.
I don't think I haven't been to Hollywood Nights in years.
This was in 2016. I'll never forget.
Shoot.
Yeah.
We're going, how much is the cover? And he tells us, and then Matt pays the cover. And he goes, y'all ready to get wet? And I'm like, if there was one sentence to describe Hollywood Nights, it would be, y'all ready to get wet?
Happy hour.
Happy Hour.
Have you been to Hollywood Nights Change? Have you ever gone there, got a lap dance there?
No.
It's an experience. I think it's another name now.
Baby Dolls?
No.
Yeah, I think
you got to call it Hollywood Nights on Armenia.
It's always Hollywood Nights.
Yeah, it will be.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment's been brought to you by... Wait, I can't just do this live read without playing some Romeo. Here's Fantasies. We got to get this party going.
I love Fantasies.
Hell yeah.
Wake up to reality. Nothing ever goes as planned. As a cursed world.
This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom around, Mitra 9. When I tell you that they have the best products around, I'm a man of my words. Go to mitra-9.com and at checkout, use keyword happy to save 20%. Now, it's a perfect vibe because kava makes you relax and kratom, bro.
Listen.
It makes you want to turn up. I had some kratom today at the chill room in Pinellas Park. But shout out to Donovan out there and Halia and Kira and Jilly, everybody over at the chill room. We got some things in the works, baby. Let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you can get Mitra 9 at the chill room in Pinellas Park. And that place is coming up, bro. Like, they've already made it. So when I say coming up, I'm not saying they haven't made it yet. But that place is exploding by the minute. It's the best kava and kratom bar around.
I'm more of a kratom person.
And
you are?
You are?
I like the kratom, yeah.
I do.
You got to go to the chill room. Because I'm not going to say anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We got some things in the works. This is also being brought to you by WestShorePrinting.com. Do you know DJ Tone?
DJ Tone. I think so, maybe.
You've met him around. He did Park and Rec in Tampa before they closed down.
Yeah, yeah.
He made me my business cards that I'm having coming out on Friday, and he gave me a great deal.
Okay.
So if you go to westchaseprinting.com and on the invoice, you tell them that you heard about it on Happy Hour. You need some 25 cent or DJ change business cards.
Yeah, I need something printed soon.
Hell yeah. All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to do some weed news, you know, because this just in. It's legal because I have my medical card.
Who's Justin?
That's pretty good. I love marijuana.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
What are you looking at? Loser. You're a loser. Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby.
He is the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Listen to Hoppy Hour at any time, anywhere. Search Hoppy Radio on all major streaming platforms.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
It's time for weed news on Hoppy Hour. I get all my news from marijuanamovement.com. It's the best place to get news. And it says right here that another Ohio city approves local marijuana decriminalization initiation on the ballot. So they're trying to decriminalize it in Ohio.
That's a good thing.
So if they do decriminalize it, does that mean that the people that everyone that is arrested with a marijuana charge, are they going to get released? Or,
I'm not sure if they'll release them, but something should be grandfathered in to at least get them out of jail.
Yeah. All right. Get them out of jail within a month or something.
Or the prison
like
system.
Yeah. Well, this is discouraging. It's the city of Helena, which has a population of 200 people. That's really productive.
So that's more like that must be a drug trafficking town. That must be where you go to drop your weed off and be like, hey, so you're going to pick it up over here.
Whoop, you come here. Ah.
Right. Damn. And they don't got Walmart, so it'll be a Wally Mart. It'll be the third container on the side.
And it's not even the super center. It's just, look, we got some vegetables, we got right. sausage, and a bottle of water. That's it. Get out.
It's a hub of America. I'm telling you, man, if you ever, like, road trip and shit like that.
Yeah.
I've done it the last couple of years, like going to Louisiana, going to North Carolina recently. And just being on the highway, bro, you see how, like, 95 and I-10, and they're just the heart... They are the heartbeat of America, bro. It's so many different tractor trailers and different companies you'll see, bro. It'll be at some points you'll see nothing but tractor trailers on the road.
That's it.
That's why, like, that town in Ohio, I would be willing to bet that there's probably some major highway around there. You probably had some trucks that it's a cutoff. I ain't a rat on that. I'm just saying, you know, that's a smart business. If I was transporting weed, I would pick some little middle town in America.
Are you saying it's got Ozark vibes?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, it does.
That's just like here locally, right? Obviously, you know, I'm not conspiracy theory, just more
urban
like
legends.
Urban legends. Yeah. You know, urban legends, barbershop talk.
Alleged. Hey, alleged.
Yeah. Alleged. So
accusations.
Right.
Accusations.
So riding around town here, you know, in St. Pete, Clearwater, Tampa, you know, Pinellas, Hillsborough counties.
Yes, sir.
You see a lot of car washes, right? And of course, my first thing, I'm like, damn, like what's the popular drug right now? Because someone is laundering money. There's too many car washes.
Bro, I heard it was the mattress shops. The mattress stores?
Mattress stores, too. Because there's never anybody in it.
Yeah.
Dude.
And they spread. But then again, it's like looking at the, you know, the home industry, like building homes and stuff. You got a lot more homes being built. So, I mean, I could see how these are just like hubs. But there's definitely some drugs in the mattresses.
I know before you need to get down to downtown St. Pete, you're going to see at least 3 mattress stops. Going down 4.
The car wash thing is legit money laundering because no one's there besides the one next to my apartment, Woody's. Everyone goes to, or is, I don't know, whatever.
But one I thought they were just washing the money over there.
Right. That's washing the money. Then they're actually moving it through the mattresses.
Boom. There you go. Gotcha. Come on now, baby. You got to know how to
mattress firm.
Marijuana is associated with significant health improvements, America Medical Association finds in research.
I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. Like, I feel like they're trying to prolong admitting that there's really nothing wrong with weed. All these people writing the articles are like, well, there's actually good things that weed brings. It's like, no shit. It's a plant.
I don't know if it's a, I can't say if it's a political thing or not. I know that, you know, obviously if weed is legal, right? Think about how many farmers you got out there.
I mean,
you know
what? Yeah.
Yeah, right. And you got a whole, you know, half a continent.
A whole bunch of other things you got to, you know, open up. Yeah.
There's a
dispensary?
A country, continent, whatever, south of us.
Oh, yeah.
That a lot of that economy is based on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's our people.
Yeah.
And then Afro-Latinos. That's our people. Afro-Latinos,
Afro-Indians, Afro-centric, Afro-beats.
Yeah.
Afro-puff, you know, all that shit, man.
That would be a good DJ
name.
That's
Lady of Rage right there,
Afro-puff or Afro-centric?
Any of it. Afro-beats, Afro-puff.
Afro-centric was the name of a porn company back in the 90s.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Google that shit.
You would know about porn. You were surrounded by it.
Surrounded by it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shout out to the homies.
Out to the homies.
I talked about this on the last show. I was spanking it about a year ago. And I was like looking up, like seeing what was on for Tampa. And there was a video of 25 Cent and all these girls naked playing basketball. And I was like, I like Broderick. He's a good friend, but I'm going to have to skip this video.
I don't want to see him naked, you know.
Were you naked?
I don't think I was. I can't remember.
Look at you the same, bro. Hey, what up, man? Don't dap me up, bro. Man, I just saw your video.
That's when you know you've lived a life, 25, is when you can't quite remember if you were naked in the video or not.
I can. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be some shit. It's going to be completely shoved up my ass later on in life, but I mean.
Well, don't use porn and shoved up ass in the same
sense. Yeah, yeah.
Right. It wasn't really porn. It's more like jackass video, stunt shit.
With ladies, with the nudity.
If you ever feel bad about yourself and you're like, man, it's kind of weird that I did those videos, just remember that you were doing a job and at least you're not the person that wanted to see a bunch of naked dudes shaving their balls. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least you were just doing your job to make money.
But at the same time, it was like, you know, at that time of doing that style, you know, of radio, and you know, it was.
That was still fun though.
Yeah, it was fun as fuck. It was getting out there doing shit. You know, I ain't never done it before. Like right. when I was in the rodeo.
Yeah,
that shit was fun. I got my hand crushed by a fucking big ass bull.
Damn.
I practiced with the lightning and shit. Got hit in the face with a puck, a whip around. Right here on my right side. Fuck me up.
I'm just saying, if you ever feel bad about yourself,
never.
You never do.
No, hell no.
That's good.
Look at the history of his life, bro. Come on.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't. I never felt bad about any of that. Like, even, you know, it was all good experiences that I learned a lot of shit, met a lot of
That's how I
people.
Feel, too.
Yeah, like, one of the guys who, he's a program director, we became friends out in Reno, Willoughby. Like, I talked to him like 2 weeks ago and stuff, and I'll check in with him every couple years or so just to say what's up to him and shit. Ain't even a thing to get back in radio, because it's like I've just been working just regular jobs. I've been from electrical to plumbing to roofing. Now I'm doing welding, and the welding job is awesome because, you know, I'm learning some shit that I've been wanting to learn for a while. But I still have kept those connections. Like, that's just experiences that I've had, and now, you know, coming on and doing a show with you and linking up with my dude Change.
Yes, sir.
Like, again, it's like, it's getting me off my ass to actually do more. And
but I do believe that I think that's the best thing about what we do, especially about being in the industry, is being able to build those type of relationships and connections and experiences with any and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the awesome part about it.
One of my favorite motherfuckers in radio is motherfucking Broderick Buckwheat.
Hell yeah. Did you see my video?
Old Tay.
Last weekend, right?
Of him going into the pool for the first time?
I didn't see the one. I saw that both of y'all were together, and I think I, you know, hit it with a light, but, you know, my slow ass.
I got 4,000 views combined on Facebook and on IG. I did a reel. He hadn't swam yet, and he was going to learn how to swim for the last 15 years, and everybody's like, when are you going to learn? So he went to High Five Incorporated in Brandon, and the promotions team was out there. I was out there with Tasha. I was out there with Balia and Derek, and it was a good time.
Yeah.
And out there, he went into the water for the first time, and it's at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and my homie, one of the best midday, if not the best midday talent in all of radio, Babs.
Okay.
She shared it, and I got like 2,000 likes, and I was like, thank you, Babs. It's very appreciated. And Buckwheat shared it, and it's pretty funny seeing him go into the water for the first time. It was like a cool moment. Like, it was like once in a lifetime, because once he goes into water again, it's never the first time. It was
right. Yeah, he'll always remember how to do that. That's good that he, you know, learned how to swim too, man, because that's something that, like, I didn't learn. I probably learned 8 years ago. You know how to swim, right, Shane?
Yeah.
But you learned how to swim as a kid, right?
Yeah, I taught myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just jumped in and started drowning. Like, oh, shit, I got to get to the top.
Right. Well, see, and I think back home, like, kid tried to drown me and shit when I was, I think it was, like, fourth grade, third
Baltimore?
Grade.
Baltimore?
Yeah. Back in Baltimore.
Walmart.
Yeah. Damn, I forget the name of the park. Drew Hill Park.
Drew Hill.
Yeah, Drew Hill Park. That's where we in the pool.
Yeah.
And
that's crazy, because I don't think, because especially with technology and the way things are going now, I wonder how many people or kids actually do know how to swim now. Because remember back then, as we were kids, we would used to go to the park, go to the pool, and figure out, okay, can you swim? Well, I can't swim, but I'll get in the water, but I'm going to just stay on the edge. You know?
And some kids are just like,
do kids do that? They're just on their phone making TikToks, dancing all crazy in the middle of the street, almost getting hit.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was at an elementary, I was at a prep school last week that's K through 12 for a promotions event. Uh-huh. And like, these 8-year olds are making TikToks. I'm like, bro, I barely had a phone until I was 18. It's unreal.
Yeah.
Bro, like, I got a phone before I lost my virginity. What are you talking about?
Hell yeah.
I had a beep before I lost mine. So yeah. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
I had some quarters in my pocket for that payphone.
Yeah, right.
Trust me, 25, we knew you were old.
Happy hour. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice. Yeah, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up on your squad, we got more boys. We got them diamond dancing, I got more toys. I'ma be the greatest this city's ever seen. Mark it in your calendars, I'm coming for your team. That's a fact. Oh, no, that's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact, bro. There ain't no cap, no. You talk to me with hate, then you just might get slapped. Oh, you tryna front now. Shut down. I don't do field goals, though I just go for touchdowns. Yeah, they all wanna be like me. You're missing from the box, and I'm scoring from the three. Yeah, and I come with no degree. Messing with your girl, and she liking what she see. Oh, this is gangsy, y'all. When you walk into your city, you bring shame to all. When I walk into my city, it's my name to call. Putting in the work must be insane to y'all. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice.
now. Woo! I got more toys and they asking how. Huh? I'm headed straight to the top, throw me alive, this is a bop. If it looks good, I cop. Get my shoes and socks, I'm on a boat, you on a dock. You all floor, I am a mop. Hop on my drop top, give me the ox, I'm about to pop off. Y'all already know, I'm about to pop off. I cannot stop, no. I just keep going and going and going. I cannot stop. Woo! Yeah. Yo, I pull up with a gang, and I must still bang. I might cop a range, if I want it, I'ma get it. I got it, forget it, yeah.
Yeah. Successful, there ain't any other way. I never give the code to the safe. It's destiny, I ain't gotta say. It's no, I'ma get it anyway. I got no choice, I'm stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. I pull up on your squad, we got more boys. I got them diamond dancing, I got more toys.
Tell me about it. Oh, man, there's Lucas Brown.
That's fine.
He is an up, and what's the word? Comer.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
What's going on, DJ Change and 25 Cent? What's up?
What's up, man? K-Possum.
Hell yeah, dude. K-Possum. I do love queso. That was a dumb joke.
You should learn Spanish, bro.
I actually keep telling myself I have the Duolingo app on my phone because I work at Maxima 92.5 and I need to learn
Maxima,
how to...
Maxima, F-A-M-A.
Yeah, Neo over there, Tony at night. Everyone's legit, bro. I need to learn, but then I'm like, I actually have to focus and like, it's like you're in school again.
It is, but I'll say that I have the app, right?
And yeah.
So I bought the fucking year, but I bought it by accident.
Damn.
Because, so I thought that it had me for the price and, you know, I think it was like 2 days for free or some shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, ah, let me try it out.
Run it.
And I was liking it, you know, because when you play the 2 day free, I was doing the free version.
You're probably getting in it.
3 weeks.
Before
I did the, you know, did the free trial. So I did the free trial. You know, I already had my card information on my phone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm like, I was like, you know what? They'll know it was a week trial and they'll let you know 2 days before they charge you.
Right, right.
So as I'm looking at the plan, I'm like, you know what? I might do this little $6.99 plan. I'm like, why not? You know, fuck it. So I just let it keep going, right?
Right.
A week later, how about I get hit for $89? I'm like,
hell yeah,
son of a
why
bitch.
Not?
I was like, I wanted to be able to at least quit if, you know, I learned it by July.
What was it? Do booth I mean yet?
Right. Now I got this shit for the whole year.
I want to know this. All the Hispanic kids used to say this in my math class to disrespect my teacher, and I've heard it at events. What does a la verga mean? A la verga.
I don't know. I know somebody named Tony Vega.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nah, but I do know the best way.
I like smoking Vegas.
There you go. Yeah, like the best way to learn Spanish for free is either A, you move to Puerto Rico, live in San Juan. That's what I did. Or
two, learn.
Watch a lot of Latin porn.
That's another way.
Yeah, but I mean,
you gotta watch the true Latin.
You gotta
porn.
Watch that real.
Hey, yo, beautiful. How do you doing? Yeah. Exactly. Keep
us so much. You love how I have that button ready at all times. I mean, that is the most iconic sound effect of all time. One more time.
So, is this the new meaning of like the pow chaka wow wow? Or you just go?
Yeah.
Porno.
You know what time it is.
Yeah.
You know what time it is.
That's the most cliche porn site, though.
Take off them drawers.
I'm a spank bang guy.
Spank bang?
I like spank bang.
Bro, I don't watch porn at all.
Good for you.
X Videos is the best website. Yeah. I don't watch that porn stuff. No.
That's good. You're so much better than us, 25. We should all bow down to your greatness knowing that you don't watch pornography, that you don't consume porn. Good for you. I watch it once a day.
I watch it once an hour.
Hell yeah.
I follow a lot on my Twitter, so.
And now that I've been going back to, I'm going to promote my boxing trainer, but I'm going to do it in a few minutes because I don't want to say that boxing has made me really horny again, because that would be kind of a weird endorsement for the family-friendly boxing trainer you have to say, hey, ever since I've been getting my energy up because I'm about to be 30 and I got to work on it, it's made me watch more porn. So we'll wait to promote the trainer at the end because I don't want to attach him to it. But let me tell you, I've been ready, dude. Yeah. I was feeling kind of like it was taking me like 40 minutes to get the job done. I would be spanking it and I would be thinking in my head, you're a loser, you're a loser, you're. I'm like, let's go.
You need a
cougar. So that's why you got all these holes in the walls. That's what that is.
Home improvement.
Hell yeah.
I'm moving some things around.
Move this bonnet furniture, baby.
Pew, pew.
You need a cougar.
I'm talking to one right now.
Yeah, you need a cougar that's like going to do you up nice, send you home.
I'm talking to one right now. Juice box. We're not going to hang out till like June 8th, but
she'll cook you like some.
Damn, does she plan it that far ahead?
Because she's like moving out of a house and her kids are graduating high school. And,
okay, because I was about to say, God.
Was talking to another one that was 42 and beautiful, mm-hmm. but her dad just got brain cancer. So I'm like, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a different. Yeah.
I would say a joke, but I'll wait on it.
No, she's a sweet woman and we talk, but
yeah, I mean,
cougars love me. I've had my most success getting laid with older women. They love me.
I have not had an older woman. I've normally go for women that are my age you or my weight out. Class.
Yeah.
I lost my virginity to a 51-year-old.
Yeah.
How old were you, though?
21.
My dog. No, that's there's that 30-year gap.
Hell yeah.
That's that 30-year gap.
That's why he would date old girl.
Yeah. Martha Stewart.
Ooh, Martha Stewart.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's a 50-year difference for you, but.
You know what that song was playing when I was getting laid? Petey Pablo, Freak-a-Leak.
How you like your daddy?
Freak-a-Leak.
He was hitting that cougar too. They get all vocal.
No, she was doing all the work on top. I didn't know what to do. I was a little.
You better slow down for you throw my hip out, baby.
You like Mike Epps, young man, young man, man, young man, young man.
Pretty accurate. The other day, I was recapping like. How many people women I've hooked up with? I'm kind of a slut.
Radio, so I mean, you know. It's not that we work in radio, but what's the number, though?
What's the number? Because.
About 45.
I mean.
That's cool.
I'm not saying it's a lot, but I'm not saying that's not little.
But in a month, yes, you're right. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people in a month.
In 8 years.
That ain't bad.
8 years? 8 years, that's a good ratio.
That's moderate.
I know.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Don't ask me how many I got, because...
Hundos?
No, I mean, at that point, you just stop...
Yeah, I ain't going to say hundos. No, that's like 200. No, but I definitely say I'm about definitely like in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is that it just depends. It's all types of encounters.
But I'm also older than you also. And I've also started way before you. So
yeah, I kind of lost it late. I feel like you lost it at 13.
Like you've been.
I see you getting laid in seventh grade. I don't want to say that. I see you smashing girls and doing homework.
Come over here and do a little. We was hunching in the back.
He was hunching.
Yes, barbershop talk.
Yeah.
Yes. I miss hunching. I do miss hunching. Now we just go straight to fucking.
Yeah, right. Ain't no more hunching. Ain't no more rubbing. Ain't
foreplay. You know, nobody puts the candle lights on and put on some TLC. Nah, bitch, get in here. Come on, take the clothes off.
Anybody about setting that phone up first?
Let me tell you, though, I need a PJ before socks. I can't just go in. I need a little support.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love a good PJ. You don't do any work and it's pleasurable.
But, I mean, it's the, you know...
I don't know if they like it, but I don't care. What?
Well, I mean, it depends. You know, you got to find the ones that are masters at it.
Yeah.
Once you find one that's a master,
ladies,
boy.
I want to tell you something.
My gosh.
Don't use teeth. No one likes teeth. No one's a fan of it. And if they are, they're a sociopath.
Or they're crazy.
They do it so they don't have to. So you don't ask me. No, I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm cool.
Intentional.
Yeah.
The perfect way to end Happy Hour would be talking about blowjobs. Like, there'd be no other way to explain this episode of Barbershop Talk. And we also got Lucas Brown with Ibiza. All right. The following...
He's local, right?
Yeah, he's the next. I don't want to like compare him to Jack Harlow because he's his own person, but yeah. he's got that vibe. Yeah, he's a good dude too. We've worked a few promotion gigs, and he's like a solid dude. And he promoted my podcast.
Oh, that's his name again?
Lucas Brown.
Lucas Brown. Okay.
This is Lucas Brown on Spotify.
All right.
This following show, the content has not been associated with the following sponsors, including Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area. Go there and tell him I sent you. FitSageFitness.net, that's Devin Prasad. He's the best workout trainer in all the Bay Area. Rich Keeley is the best barber at RichKBarber.com. As you get older, does your hair grow less?
Nah, mine is still growing and I'm shedding a lot.
I think either I've had my hair the same for a year, so like your hair has like an IQ or something where it grows because it's not growing as long as it used to.
Yeah?
I haven't got a haircut in a month, and it looks like it's barely grown. But I'm getting a haircut on Friday at RichKBarber.com.
When you start doing that, start hitting that gym, your testosterone will start going up. Oh, your hair gonna grow?
I think that's what it was. I was swimming a little bit, but I wasn't really working out. Them I think my body kind of gave up on me. But now that I'm boxing, bro, woo! Hell yeah! And also, this next sponsor, fucking Facebook's trying to censor me from it. Astro Bliss Lemonade. ASTROBLEME.com. If I put that link, I can't even put it in the podcast description.
Yeah.
Because it's that damn good.
Yeah, it is.
It's too good.
Too good, baby.
Too high for TV.
ASTROBLEME.com. Use keyword Hoppy and save 10% on the best THC lemonade around. Boys, do I got anything else I need to promote? What do you guys got going on? What do you want to promote?
I'm heading downtown to go see T-Quest World Famous. He's down at the Landing right now for the Hippie Sabotage show.
Yeah.
Ooh, so we'll go grab a couple of shots with my G. I think Chance
hell
is coming
yeah.
through.
Heck yeah. I'll swing down there. I got a couple people I got to see, a couple broads to say what's up, a couple shots to do, and you know what I'm saying?
We're going to be swinging.
Let's hell go. Yeah.
I'm going to the Chill Room in Pinellas Park to hang out over there. We got nice. Some big things coming up. This has been Happy Hour. We're definitely doing this again. I dig the vibes. I think there's something here.
Yeah, oh, for yeah. sure, bro. Absolutely. We have to hell come yeah. in and fuck it up some more.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah. That's the best way to do it. You don't want to do a professional show. You want to fuck it up.
Yeah, you want to fuck it up.
Fuck that shit up.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.